This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has told the UN Security Council Tuesday the Russian military must be brought to justice immediately for war crimes. The Ukrainian leader made his plea via video to the Security Council as grisly evidence continued to emerge of civilian massacres carried out by Russian forces in the outskirts of Kyiv. The images, particularly from the town of Bucha, have stirred global revulsion and led to demands for tougher sanctions and war crime prosecutions against Russia. Speaking to reporters as he left for Brussels to attend NATO meetings, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Tuesday the reports out of Bucha are more than credible. The evidence is there for the world to see. NATO Chief Jens Stoltenberg told reporters Tuesday he expects more atrocities to come out in Ukraine as Russian troops continue to retreat from areas around Kyiv. Moscow has continued to deny accusations of killing civilians in Bucha, with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov calling the pictures from the scene stage-managed anti-Russian provocation. Meanwhile, a region of eastern Ukraine is facing a chemical scare. Associated Press correspondent Charles Deledesma reports.
The governor of Ukraine's Luhansk region has urged residents to stay inside, shut windows and doors, and prepare wet face masks after a Russian strike hit a tank containing nitric acid. The officials said on the messaging app Telegram that the incident occurred near a city where the Ukrainian military says the Russians have been trying to take over, adding nitric acid is dangerous if inhaled, swallowed, and in contact with skin and mucous membranes. The Russian military has not commented on the claim, and it could not be verified independently. I'm Charles Deledesma.
This is VOA News. The U.S. state of California may try a new way to deter the use of illegal weapons, spurred by, most recently by a mass shooting near the state capitol Sunday. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Democratic State Senator Robert Hertzberg takes the first step Tuesday to advance a bill allowing private citizens to sue anyone who distributes illegal assault weapons or ghost guns. The penalty is at least $10,000 in civil damages plus attorney's fees. But the bill would not bar anyone from possessing or using the weapons, though they're illegal under other laws, and it would not include stolen weapons unless they are otherwise made illegal. Opponents say it's an absurd tit-for-tat with Texas over a law there allowing citizens to sue those providing or assisting in abortions. I'm Julie Walker.
Meanwhile, police in Sacramento, California, announced Tuesday a second suspect has been arrested in connection with a mass shooting that killed six people in that California's capital city Sunday. Police say 27-year-old Smiley Martin was arrested Tuesday while hospitalized with serious injuries from the gunfire at the incident. He'll be charged with possession of a firearm by a prohibited person and possession of an automatic weapon. Smiley is the brother of the first suspect, 26-year-old Dondre Martin, who police arrested earlier for investigation of assault with a deadly weapon and being a convicted felon while carrying a loaded gun while being a convicted felon. More than 100 shots were fired early Sunday in downtown Sacramento, creating a chaotic scene with hundreds of people desperately trying to flee to safety. In addition to the dead, 11 people were wounded along with Smiley Martin. Somalia's National Intelligence and Security Agency, or NISA, said Tuesday the terrorist group Al-Shabaab is planning to assassinate the country's president, Mohamed Abdullah Mohamed, and Prime Minister Mohamed Hussein Roble. From its official Twitter account, the intelligence agency named one of the Islamist extremist group's senior leaders, Mohamed Meyer, as overseeing the plot, and said officials have been notified, but gave no further details about the crime. The warning follows a series of recent deadly attacks by the Al-Qaeda-linked group and comes as Somalia is struggling to complete its long-delayed elections. Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for a March 23rd attack on Mogadishu's international airport that left six people dead. In February, Al-Shabaab attacked several police stations and checkpoints in the capital, killing five people. Repeating this hour's top news story, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has told the UN Security Council Tuesday the Russian military must be brought to justice immediately for war crimes. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.